afternoon, Zalman Nagel.
Good afternoon. Is Dave there?
He's not. He's out to lunch right now. Can I take a message, or can I help you?
Yeah. I expect him to be available, in an hour or so. Sorry.
Who's calling?
This is Danny with Cardiff.
And what?
It's about
your
some
company or...
Yeah, I'm calling with Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank. And I'm calling about some financing the company's done through TCF back in 2012. I was trying to get in contact with Dave. Is there, maybe an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with?
Hold on just a minute, please. Sorry about that.
No worries.
My name's Stephanie, and I'm the accountant here, so I can probably help you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my name's Danny, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And, I was trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent out to the business, and it was based on some financing you guys did with TCF back in 2012. It looks
right,
like
that was a one-time purchase of a piece of machinery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
we're not looking to finance anything in the near future.
Right. I mean, yeah, we have a business pre-approved for some equipment financing and some working capital, about $250K worth. So I just wanted to circle back and, touch base with you guys and see if you had anything coming up. Were you any plans in the pipeline?
We really don't know.
No.
That piece of equipment, it was a CNC machine, and that was the mm-hmm. third one that we had purchased over the last few years.
Yeah.
So I think we're set in that area.
We bought a,
I don't know if you call it an automatic polisher last year, and we paid cash mm-hmm. for it.
Oh, wow.
I think we're pretty set as far as our equipment needs. We're pretty flush as far as the cash goes, so we're not, looking mm-hmm. to finance anything.
Okay. Like I said, that equipment finance our bread and butter, and we do, working capital as well, and we're, generally able to free up 10-15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. Have you guys had, in the past, had to deal with, waiting for payouts for jobs up to 60 days or possibly needing materials for jobs? Have you ever had to?
No. No.
You guys just use your own kind of capital for that?
Yep, exactly. And we, we're a machine shop. We're a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're making instruments and selling them. It's not like we have big jobs and we're waiting for money or anything like that. I mean, our average sale might be $1,000.
Uh-huh.
A lot of our sales are replacement parts, and so they're anywhere from $50 to $300, So we don't time sales.
Okay, so you kind of
that helps at all.
Yeah, so no, it helps. I mean, you have repeat business, or is it contracts you have with certain?
No. We manufacture quality control devices, and they're specifically used in right now the brewing industry, and it's kind of a cool industry. But anyway, with the flux of microbreweries opening up, they all are equipped, And we don't even offer credit terms to some companies. We ask for payment in advance or credit card. And so our cash flow is strong.
Yeah, no, that's great. And you said, like, in the micro, the office that I'm out of, we're at out in San Diego. So, I mean, we're the micro brew, capital of the country right now.
A handful out there were, like, the, you know, pioneers.
Yeah, exactly. And, like,
and they're all customers of ours.
No, that's great. Yeah, I mean, you have a good growing market right now, for sure. And what type of instruments are they? Just out of curiosity, like exactly, is it like
they test the most popular one right now tests the CO2 volumes in the beer.
Oh, okay. So it's like a gauge almost, or
it's an instrument that draws a sample from like their bright tank.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a thermometer and a gauge on it that, you know, gauge the temperature and the pressure.
Oh, okay. Wow. And so you guys just have, like, so you produce that, and then they just come right to you for that that type of instrument. Okay. Wow. And how often
do you do other things as well, but right now that's a big thing because of the, surge in the microbreweries.
Uh-huh. And how is it out there? Like, because I know you guys are in New York. Is that, like, is it growing out there as well on the East Coast?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. And we do business internationally, so.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yeah, we're all over the world.
That's great. That's great you have that market and that niche, you know, so that you guys perfect that. Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, just wanted to kind of circle back, see if you guys had anything, you know, coming up, and, see if we, you know, can help you guys out in some way with capital or equipment. If you don't mind.
We're all set.
Okay. Do you happen to have like an email? I can shoot you some info. You just keep in your back pocket, you know, in case something comes up.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and circle back then next quarter. Just kind of check in.
You'll get the same answer. But thank you.
You never know.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.